Today is Saturday, March 9th, 2019, and this...
To get inside the Vegas Mafia, the FBI is running a social club that caters to mobsters and their associates. Pimps, loan sharks, and shakedown artists.
It's 5:00 by midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 684.
Las Vegas, we are!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 5:00 by midnight. How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you?
I am.
Good.
Yep. Going to talk
about
Vegas.
Didn't know if that was a sarcastic great or a sincere great.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Looking forward to talking about Las Vegas, as I always am when we turn the microphones on. It's always a delight.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being here with me.
Sure.
We're celebrating our anniversary.
Yes, we are. 22 years of Vegasness.
And marriage.
That too.
Congratulations to both of us. All right. So, before we jump into the news, as always, this podcast is listener supported by our Patreon patrons, including Carl Burgess, Corianne Ichimura, Rebecca Forsyth, Eric Hummel, Jared Cook, David Steger, Christopher Smith, and Linda Craig. How did I do this week?
I think it might be Steiger.
Ah. Well, I got most of them.
Yeah.
Seven
but
out
it could
of eight
be.
Is pretty good.
It could be the way you said it, too, because I was wrong
right.
on one of them last week.
Well, these are the fine folks that help support this podcast.
We appreciate it.
Thank you to all of them.
If you have a suggestion on how to pronounce your name, please
don't. No, don't. That makes it harder, because then I'm expected to know. And they'll tell me, and then I will forget. So, I think it's a rite of passage to have your name butchered by me, isn't it? Isn't it part of the deal?
Sure.
I think some people enjoy it. Well, if I get your name wrong and it irritates you, I apologize. But thank you for supporting the show. If you are interested in supporting the podcast and having your name butchered on a monthly basis, well, you don't get your name butchered on a monthly basis. You support the show on a monthly basis, and you get your name butchered at some point, probably multiple times. We'll throw some additional bonus content at you as our way of saying thank you as well.
And thank you for your patience.
Visit patreon.com/5hundy for all the details. Thank you to all of our patrons. We do appreciate you. All right, we've got some news. So let's start out. This isn't that, well, it's kind of news. We have a segment we do periodically called Trademark Watch. I don't have intro music for it.
No.
I have intro music for that other thing, though.
Oh, okay,
for the thing
good.
Later.
Or good.
An intro clip we're trying out.
Hooray.
And I'll let you be the judge, and if you don't like it, I'll find a different one.
Okay. It would be hard to do music for Trademark Watch, because that's kind of close to Rumor Watch.
I know. So we could just do the same thing and just drop in the word trademark instead.
Trademark Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Right. So we've got three new trademarks from Desert Rock, which of course is the company that owns the D, Golden Gate, and the future Circa. I'm sure there's going to be a plethora of trademark filings over the next few years. We get to look at them and pick them apart.
Hey, you're missing a comma there in that
and
first
I'm
bullet.
I'm sure I'm probably missing a lot of things. But since nobody else can see the show notes, suck it up and deal, lady.
Oxford comma forever.
How about if we don't get into that tonight? Okay. You're going to put me in a bad mood.
Okay, let's... All right.
All right.
Carry on, sir.
So we've got three trademark filings from Desert Rock this week, and we can... try to figure out what they might be. Now, of course, not all trademark filings become things. Sometimes ideas are tossed around, things mm-hmm. trademarks are filed, and then they never happen.
It's a just-in-case move.
So whether or not any of these actually end up being used, we don't know, but we get to speculate. The first one is called Overhang, and it is a trademark for bar and restaurant services. I have two guesses on what this could be.
Okay.
I'm guessing Circa, and I'm guessing possibly the restaurant overlooking the sports book. There's going to be one if you've looked at, if at least according to the renderings mm-hmm. of the sports book, you can see there's like a bar and grill or some sort of restaurant overlooking. Overhang would make sense for that. Or possibly the rooftop bar.
Mm-hmm.
That could also maybe be called this. I don't know.
I have a feeling for this the one in the sports book, they'll do something more sporty with it.
Okay. That could be.
But you could be correct. I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see.
That's the fun of it, is lots of things could change.
Yes. There's a second trademark filing for something called Stadium Swim, and it is pool services. So I don't know if this has something to do with the name of the pool area. I don't know. I don't really get this one. So it's something, maybe. Mm-hmm. It could be an event, too. We're having a, and in which case it wouldn't even necessarily be a circa. They could have it in the deep pool.
The deep pool
or the event center pool. Mm-hmm. They sometimes put a pool in there for events. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have strong feelings about Stadium Swim. Don't really care.
Have strong feelings about the next one.
Yeah, if you're on the Facebook group or you follow me on Twitter, you saw the exciting news that Desert Rock has trademarked Girth Bar. Girth Bar has been a name that has been thrown around as an option for a bar since even before Circa was a dream. I think as soon as Long Bar became a thing, there were people, my friend Misnomer, of course, leading the charge. But there's definitely a movement for Girth Bar to become a sister entity of Long Bar.
Or brother entity.
The dream of Girth Bar lives on, and I was thrilled to see this. I was ecstatic when I stumbled upon this last night. So there you go. Girth Bar. Will it be a thing? Possibly.
We don't know.
The dream lives on. So there you go. That's Trademark Watch this week. We've got several.
I just love that it's out there.
I do too. I love that they took the time to file for a trademark on Girth Bar. It's wonderful. All right, some entertainment news with some residencies coming up. iHeartRadio had an interview with Neil Sean, the guitar player from Journey, and he mentioned in that interview that the group is going to be doing a Las Vegas residency in October. Other than a couple corporate gigs, the band has
Hopefully not court gigs.
You never know. The band has no other plans for any shows other than the October residency at this point this year. So you may recall that in 2017, they played at the Joint at the Hard Rock. They did 9 shows. So bringing it back, don't know where it's going to be yet. No other details were announced, but we'll be keeping an eye on this. And when Journey announces its stint, assuming it's 9 shows or more, perhaps we'll roll out some music and sing. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of times when it's a recurring thing, we don't.
Yeah.
Like for Def Leppard, did I pull anything out? I don't think so, because they had done a show before.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I usually do.
Wasn't that like last week?
Did we do it for Journey the first time around? I don't remember.
I don't know.
My memory is shit. We do a lot of these shows. This is number 684, in case you weren't listening to the beginning of the show. I can't remember all of them. All right, Cher is going to do some additional dates as part of her recurring Park Theater run. 6 more shows announced to the existing or previous shows she's done. These will be in August and September. You can check the Park Theater website for details. Diana Ross is also returning. She's going to be doing 6 shows in June at Wynn. She's been doing, this is like her 3rd or 4th stint at Wynn, so we'll just call it an ongoing residency. Normally, if it's under 9 shows, we don't talk about it, but since it's kind of an extension of an existing thing, what the fuck, we'll mention it. At Caesar's Palace, Cleopatra's Barge, Puddle's Pity Party is returning. That's the 7-foot clown that sings covers in a very strong, passionate way.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Confusing and fascinating. 9 more dates for him in April, May, and June. If you're wondering what the fuck this is, check out podcast number 666. We discussed it in detail. Something else that we discussed in semi-detail a while back in show 671 is a new tent show at Excalibur out in the parking lot called Fuerza Bruta or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That is now open. Is that what it means?
I think so.
It's now open and running.
I think we talked about that at the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Again, I don't remember. At the time, we did not know ticket prices and show times and opening day. Well, it has already opened. It's going to be running Wednesdays through Sundays, 2 shows a night, 7 and 9:30. Tickets are $72.50 and $115. You can get them through the Excalibur website. So if you want to see one of the increasing number of tent shows, I don't think the Strat one is open yet. I know they delayed that, but this one is now open. It looks interesting. Like, there's a lot of, I watched a video of, they did like a half-hour preview for the press. And there's a lot of shit going on. It looks pretty crazy. People said it was kind of felt like a rave in the atmosphere.
Do they give you ecstasy as you go in? Or
I don't know if that comes with a ticket price. I'm guessing not. You have to bring your own. But if anybody sees the show, we'd love to have a review. Give us a call. Speaking of tickets, Tickets for Tonight, one of the major ticket brokers, ticket discounters in Las Vegas, has closed its only Fremont Street location. Those of us who sit at King's Bar and play video poker for endless hours during our Las Vegas trips are used to sitting next to the Ticks for Tonight outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It is gone. It is not there anymore. This is kind of unfortunate because unlike the other Ticks for Tonight locations, there was never a line at the Four Queens location. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to check out discount tickets, you could walk right up and you didn't have to stand in line for 20 minutes or half hour before it opened.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably why I'm guessing
that it's because they weren't doing enough business. However, on the company's, the company made a statement or had something on the website. I can't remember. Oh no, there was like an SEC filing. I guess it's a public company.
Huh.
And it mentioned this among other things and it said that, they needed to leave because they have to accommodate the casino's redesigned gaming floor.
There is not a lot of room there.
There's nothing.
Isn't there like a wall?
Yeah, there's nothing useful about that space.
Yeah.
So it seems questionable.
Like, they're going to put in two more banks of slot machines, maybe?
Not even two. I don't know.
I'm thinking like the triangle, like the...
Oh, yeah, like six machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of space. So we'll see. They also noted in the statement that they have resumed selling Cirque tickets at their booths. They were only selling online for a while. In December, they again reached an agreement to sell discounted tickets for Cirque shows at their booth. And they've signed a 5-year agreement with MGM Resorts, allowing them to do so unless something major happens, like MGM Resorts changes hands. So if you're looking for discount Cirque tickets and you're on the Strip, go to one of the Ticks for Tonight booths, and there's a good chance you will be able to get them there. All right. A week or two ago, I guess it was last week, we talked about Beauty Bar being served with an eviction notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they haven't closed. So that whole 3 days to get out thing didn't happen. Apparently, according to the owner... her name is Roxy something or other. It was not an official eviction notice. It was never filed with the constable, which is what you have to do in order for something like this to happen. So she's fighting it and sticking around until it does become official.
Yeah.
I also learned from this in one of the articles that Corey from Pawn Stars is no longer a partial owner. When she bought in August, he was, but then he sold his share to her in December, so he's no longer part of the whole thing.
Ah.
I think I had mentioned him last week, so I thought I should clear that up.
Good. Yeah.
So stay tuned for what's going to happen with Beauty Bar. I don't know. I was looking at her personal Facebook page because that's where she's been posting updates, and some of them are a little kooky. At some point, I think she said, it was either in an article or on her Facebook page, that she thought that the landlord was trying to get the space so they could turn that and Don't Tell Mama into one larger space for somebody who wants to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's true or not. I have no idea. Anyway, we shall see how this plays out.
Okay.
I
want to see the Nye. I know it's not in Nye County, but I want to see the Nye County Sheriff's Department involved somehow.
The Nye County Sheriff, she's like a 60-year-old woman. She'll come guns a-blazing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen in Las Vegas because it's different there.
Yes.
All right.
It's in Pahrump.
There is a... Las Vegas is in Pahrump?
No. Pahrump is in Nye County.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And what a place
Not
to
Nye
visit.
County is in Pahrump. That didn't make sense. So
all right.
I just wanted to say
I don't
Pahrump.
Know what the fuck you're talking about, lady.
I just wanted to get a Nye County reference. I'm ready for live
PD. You're getting
PD.
Geared up for live PD. It starts in 40 minutes. We'll be done by then. All right. There's an Italian restaurant at MGM Grand called Fiamma. It is closing on March 24th, according to Eater and other sources. Another restaurant is already lined up for that space. I believe I saw somewhere today that it's another Italian restaurant, although no specific details on what it is. No announcement has been made about that yet, but another restaurant saying farewell, which happens often. Celebrity chef David Chang is bringing a new restaurant to Las Vegas. He's the guy behind Momofuku at Cosmopolitan. Momofuku is fun to say.
It is. It's also fun to eat there because their pork buns are delicious.
It's true. His new restaurant is going to be at Palazzo, according to Food & Wine magazine. It is going to be Major Domo, also fun to say. Major Domo Meat & Fish. It's taking the old Carnivino space. That's one of the... B&B restaurants that closed after what's-his-name got touchy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that guy's name?
Batali.
Thank you, Batali. So Carnivino closed. The space has been empty. Major Domo's moving in sometime later this year. They have another location in L.A. The menu looks wonderful if you are into meat and or fish, which, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I like a good steak. I like a good slab of fish. This would probably be a good place to try. We haven't been to Cosmo or Palazzo in a long time. I mean, Venetian or Palazzo in a long time.
I was going to say, we've been to Cosmo a lot.
We have been to Cosmo a lot. We haven't been to Venetian or Palazzo, and they have a lot of good restaurants there. I think we might need to...
to revisit?
Venture down there sometime and eat a lot of things.
Okay.
All right. Nightclub news. We don't get into nightclub stuff a lot, but Palms is making a big statement with its new nightclub that's going to be opening in April. We mentioned it before. It's called Chaos. And
K-A-O-S.
They have been signing some well-known DJs. The latest among them is Marshmello, the guy who wears a white thing over his head with X'd out eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the shtick, but people seem to like him. He's going to be doing 2 years of performances at Chaos. He was previously at Wynn. He'll be performing at both the day club and nightclub. Dates have already been announced for April and May.
Who has a cooler mask, Marshmello or Deadmau5?
Is Deadmau5 still a thing? You never hear about Deadmau5 anymore. I don't know if that's even still... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get the whole mask thing, but... it'd be cool if they were wearing Mexican wrestling masks. Man, my mouth is not working today. So I want to talk about Chaos a little bit. In addition to this this signing, they have announced a major grand opening celebration the weekend of April 4th through 6th. Some of the acts, in addition to Marshmello, include Alicia Keys, Travis Scott, Skrillex, Cascade, Cardi B. They have not yet named the acts for a poolside country music concert. They're trying to get different genres in. That's what they're planning to do with this nightclub. It's not going to just be electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia Keys, for example, I think her show is just going to be her at the piano playing, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you saw her on the Grammy Awards, I think she blew away a lot of people
mm-hmm.
when she did that thing with two pianos.
Yep.
And it was a great performance. So I think it would be interesting to see her in an environment like this. One of our listeners, who I think wants to remain anonymous, sent me a bunch of details. He thought that some of them might be unreleased details, but I was able to verify all of them either through the original announcement from Chaos and through some other articles. Las Vegas Weekly had a really thorough one as well. So what we know about Chaos is it's going to be the largest nightclub in Las Vegas. Capacity, depending on what they're using it for, and also the source. There are a couple different numbers I saw thrown mm-hmm. around. Six to 8,000 people there. They'll be able to fit in to the combination indoor-outdoor space. So they'll use the outdoor space, obviously, for the day club, and then for the nightclub, they can use both indoor-outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJ booth is going to be elevated and on a rotating, like a lazy Susan. The thing's going to spin. I'm sure at a slow pace. But
I would hope so.
Whether you are indoors or outdoors, the DJ will come around and be
facing
your
point.
General area. So kind of a novel concept. I don't know if other places have done that, but they're doing it there. Much like Cosmopolitan, in the winter they're going to be doming the pool area so they can have all-year pool parties. Around the pool, they're going to have three stories of cabanas. They have a bunch of different pools as part of the complex. This is also the Palms pool area, like during the week, and then on weekends they'll use it for the day club. But the two largest pools, one of them has a 65-foot statue that comes out of the middle of a demon.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty badass. It's from the same guy who does the shark over the Unknown Bar and the two sharks in the Empathy Suite or whatever the fuck, that high-end suite that was mm-hmm. had the pictures going around a couple weeks ago. I think it's called the Empathy Suite, which is a horrible name.
Yes.
But
it's like you're saying Embassy Suites with the lisp.
Yeah. Damien Hirst is the name of the artist. He's very controversial, but I want to see a 65-foot demon emerging from a swimming pool.
I do too. Too bad Dio's not still around.
Dio never really got into a swimming pool. Well, there is laser Dio or hologram Dio.
Okay.
That's a thing. They're also using one whole side of the ivory tower as an LED wall. So during the nightclub hours, they'll use it as lighting for the club. And then during the day, they can use it as a billboard to promote whatever kind of stuff they want to promote at Palms. So that'll get a lot of attention from however far away you can see that. I would imagine mm-hmm. you'll be able to see it from the Strip. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going on over there. This is going to be the big nightclub because we've seen it many times. When a new place opens and makes a big splash and it becomes the hot spot, inevitably that takes away some of the buzz from the other places, mm-hmm. and then you start seeing some turnover. And nightclubs seem to have a pretty limited shelf life in terms of how long they're around before they do a complete rebrand. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting in the next couple of years to see who
makes it and who doesn't.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to completely close, but they're going to end up revamping and coming up with something to try to match what Chaos is doing. Mm-hmm. It seems like Wynn is the one that they're really going after. So maybe we'll see some changes at Excess. And who knows? So that's
Is there one called Intrigue there or something?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Probably. Let's say yes.
Okay.
So there you go. Some big changes in the nightclub scene in Las Vegas. And again, Palms is doing big things these days. Okay, before we get to our Hey, Remember This segment, let's talk about our friends at Auto Slash.
Auto Slash, Auto Slash, you'll save some cash.
Straight up, yeah, you will. All right, so, you know, a lot of people are probably getting anxious for summer vacations.
I know I am.
Yeah, me too. You might be starting to plan, trying to put winter behind you as quickly as possible. You can take the headache out of at least part of your trip planning with Auto Slash. If you're not familiar with our wonderful sponsor, they make it really, really easy to find the best deal on car rentals. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to autoslash.com, you enter your dates and preferences. Their system is going to search hundreds of coupons and discount codes. They look at all the major car rental companies, and they find you the best deal. It's an awesome service. We've had tons of listeners come back to us and say how impressed they were when they used this. They thought it might be, you know, salesy marketing shtick that I was throwing out. Well, it's just accurate. It's just mm-hmm. truth. It's what they do. It's really a cool service. If you're a member of like AAA or Costco or AARP credit cards that offer discount, they ask you a few questions as you fill out your information. You can tell them you're a member of those so that they check those clubs for discounts as well. And they're going to get you the best deal. And then after you book, they can continue to monitor your reservation for a better rate. And they'll email you if they find a better deal so you can cancel and rebook at no additional charge. You save even more money. It's really cool. And you know what? Even if you didn't book through them, if you have an existing reservation
somewhere else
right now, go over to autoslash.com. You can tell them your reservation information, mm-hmm. and they'll monitor it anyway. And they'll send you that email and say, hey, we found a better deal for you. It's a really cool service. Check it out at autoslash.com, whether you're renting a car in Vegas or elsewhere, whether you're going to a tropical location or a something.
Or the frozen tundra.
Anywhere you're going and you're going to rent a car, check out autoslash.com. They'll save you the aggravation and save you some money. And they're our sponsors, so we love them. Thank you, Autoslash. We heart you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give away too much, but they have a new service coming soon. So I don't know if we'll be talking about that or not. That's up to them, but it'll be cool. It sounds really cool. If it does mm-hmm. what Autoslash does, but for this other thing, it shall be impressive.
Yes.
All righty. Moving along. Okay, so we're testing an intro for Hey, Remember This. Now, you can tell me if you like it or not. And if not.
Ooh, I have veto power.
I'll scrap it and come up with something else. You'll be able to tell I put a ton of work into this, however.
Uh-huh.
It took me time. Is mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Okay, ready?
Yep. Do you remember? Nice.
That's it. You can think about it if you want.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even go like full montage. I'm just like, yep, that'll do.
Okay.
Thank you, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Show number 369 in September 2012.
You could have gone on because this was in September that we discussed this. You could have.
I didn't even think of that. I could have. But I think I found the theme music before I selected something.
Okay.
So I think everybody listening to the show is familiar with the link.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there many mm-hmm. times. And those of us who have been around the Las Vegas scene, we're scenesters, aren't we?
I wouldn't say that.
If you visited Las Vegas for a while, you certainly remember Imperial Palace, which was what the link was quite a while ago. It's hard to forget Imperial Palace, although mm-hmm. we had plenty of times that would allow us to forget based on the alcohol consumed at the bar underneath the elevator.
Oh, man. That happy hour.
Yeah.
That what was two for deal? One.
Is that what it was? Two for one for a span
from
of
five
time?
To seven or you remember seven the exact... to eight. Yeah. I think it was two for one from five to seven.
It was a good time.
It was a very good time.
And the one wasn't expensive either.
No. So, no. Yeah. A lot of vanilla vodka and Diet Cokes were consumed at that facility.
I remember after about our second or third round, they would just leave the bottle. Sit out. They didn't even put the bottle back. Like, well, these two fuckers are going to finish this. Yeah. Well, we're not here to talk about Imperial Palace's happy hour, but it's fun to reminisce about that as well. What you may not recall, I'm sure people recall this, but it's kind of I kind of tend to forget. Mm. Between Imperial Palace and the Link... there was another name. It was announced in September of 2012. Caesars Entertainment announced that the name of the renovated Imperial Palace was going to be The Quad. Remember The Quad?
I remember the backlash about The Quad.
It didn't last long. So
sounds like you're going to college.
Starting in December 2012, it was called The Quad. And the announcement,
there's a lot of drinking done at college.
And the announcement included renderings of what the renovated Imperial Palace would look like. And what received the most backlash, I think, at that point at least, was the giant Q logo, which made it look like a Quality Inn.
Yeah, or a Quiznos.
Or kind of like that. It was not the most attractive logo.
No.
As you may have guessed, the name did not stick. It did not last very long. And by...
they kept the Q, slapped it on the end of the Link.
Yeah, no. They. I would not have been surprised if they had indeed kept the Q, but... I think they made a new Q.
They didn't keep the Q design. They just kept the letter.
Just the letter.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they had already
named... that would be weird if they had the Link logo and then that tacky SQ on the end.
They had named the Link Promenade already at that point. And they decided, oh, this seems to be doing well, even though the hotel isn't really getting a lot of attention. So let's just name it after that, which they should have done in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense because it's all kind of one thing.
It is. So the name didn't stick. In July 2014... the new Link name was announced and the conversion was complete in 3 months. So it was only about a year and a half that the Quad was in existence. I don't remember, were we able to get a shot glass for our collection from the Quad in that short amount of time?
No, we were not.
Might have to hit eBay for one of those. If they even made them, I don't know how much merchandise they made for the Quad. Who knows?
Who knows?
So there you go. It's fun to remember the Quad. Is it, though?
Is it?
All right. Well, you can let me know in the next couple days whether or not you want me to stick with that or if you want me to find another theme for that. We can try some different things until we find one that sticks.
All right.
It's up to you.
You could just take a different song and just take the
to do that for, like, at some point I'd like to have one I can reuse because otherwise that's one additional thing I have to do every single week.
Oh, okay.
So I don't mind doing that for a few weeks, but at some point I'm going to be like, fuck this.
Okay.
All right. Just in case you hadn't, it hasn't sunk in. Do you remember? There you go. I feel like we're on Name That Tune.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get some phone calls, shall we?
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Charles from Wisconsin calling back.
Hey, Charles.
The new lighting that you mentioned a few months ago for the Paris Las Vegas Eiffel Tower has been activated.
Yeah, it has.
And it's really pretty cool. Now, like every half hour, apparently, they do a little light show with it. Most of the time, it looks just like the normal Eiffel Tower. Nobody has to be worried. But for like 5 minutes every half hour, it seems, they do this cool light show with strobes and, you know, turning it into tricolor and such. So... they did something good, and
yay,
surprisingly, Caesars in Paris have done something that made Vegas a little bit more Vegas-y. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Bye.
I haven't heard any backlash from people who are opposed to this change. Usually any little thing, somebody doesn't like it, but I haven't really seen anybody outraged over the light shows on Paris.
How soon till half the lights are burned out?
They're LEDs, so I don't think it's going to be like whenever it rains where half the neon in town is dim.
Okay.
So I think they should be okay for a while. But yeah, you do raise a valid point there that at some point...
see, also, balloon.
Yes. All right. Thanks for that report on the Paris Light Show and your reports last week as well. We do appreciate it. All righty. We like a good drunk dial. We also like a good tale of drunkenness.
Mm.
Let's take one of those.
Podcasting's Tim, Michelle, how y'all doing?
Hello.
This is, Chris from Texas, but here in Las Vegas right now. Y'all get a lot of drunk dials. Y'all kind of live vicariously through these people, and I appreciate them. So I thought I'd put that 180 on its head. I'm giving you the hungover as fuck dial.
Oh.
It's about 11:30 in the morning, and I am hurting something fierce here in Vegas. But I thought I'd call in with a review and let you all know what happened last couple hours. Me and my buddies went out last night. We were walking, drinking, gambling, doing our thing. We go past the Hawaiian Marketplace across from Aria. There's a massage parlor there, and people are coaxing us in. So I'm like, hell, why not? So we go in there, get a foot rub. There's a 30-minute foot rub. 60-year-old woman comes out, nicest lady on earth. It was a good foot rub. I can't complain. So I'm getting up, putting on the shoes or whatever, and I ask her, almost as a goof, I'm like, hey, do you want a foot rub? And, of course, she speaks Chinese, and I'm from Texas, so no one's speaking English. And it takes me about 30 seconds to convey my message, and I thought she was going to smack me in the face, and that was it. Nope. She hops up on the table, takes off her shoes. So I proceed to give this woman a foot rub for the next 30 minutes. My friends are outside, like, what's going on? What's happening there? And about halfway through this, I realized, like, she's actually relaxed. She's enjoying this. Like, I don't think anyone's ever done this for her before. So I kind of gave it my all the next 20 minutes or whatever, and it was great. I get off the table, and she gives me a big old hug. Again, put on shoes or whatever, and I realize, I got to pay for this thing. I'm like, well, it's $30 for me, right? I'm like, well, she got a foot rub too, though. Someone has to pay for that. In my drunken stupor, I'm like, well, I guess I'll pay for it. And so I gave her $60. A de facto 100% tip. Again, hugs ensue. We trade names or whatever, and we can walk out. That's it. Sorry, Michelle. It's a PG story. It was probably one of the best experiences I've had in Vegas. Really cool. Felt great. I start getting homeless people massages now. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I got really fucked up. Had a great time. Yeah, we saw Absinthe and Gordon Ramsay restaurant. It was fantastic. Candy Crabby Liquor. All right. I just had to share that with somebody. I'm going to go get some Advil and some more alcohol to soothe my wounds here. We have about 20 seconds left there, Tim. Hey, loved your book. That's why I got into podcasting or Thank listening you. To it. I don't do it. Got into it. I wish you got another one. At least update the current one. Either way, I'd be happy. Love what you guys do. Appreciate it, man. And you too, Michelle. All right. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
All right. What a lovely Thank message.
That was a cool
so
story.
So that dude, he got a foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
He not only paid for his foot massage, he also gave someone a half hour foot massage. He gave the masseuse a half hour
foot massage
and then paid
for both. Yeah.
That's quite a tip.
Yeah.
Oh, Vegas. the Vegas ridiculousness is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, well done. You made somebody's day. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I thought there were a couple different directions I thought that was going to go. First of all, whenever you bring up a massage parlor, you never know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when he said they were by Hawaiian Marketplace, I'm like, oh, dear God, please tell me you didn't go in for the all-you-can-drink thing at Rockin' Riley's or whatever
yes.
that's called.
That was my first thought,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I thought that's why he's hungover.
Yeah, that would explain it. Alrighty, next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Dave from Toronto, Canada calling.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk about a couple of places that I've gone to dinner at Caesar's Palace here in Las Vegas. I went to Gordon Ramsay Pub and Grill one day, and I know that's not typically rated very well. I had an outstanding meal there. I had lobster roll to start, followed by shepherd's pie, and it was just fantastic. I didn't understand why the reviews are so bad on Yelp. In contrast, I went to the Bacchanal Buffet, which I know is supposed to be the best buffet in Vegas. I find it okay, but I don't find it anything special. But then again, I didn't like the Sterling Buffet over at Bally's either, and for maybe I'm just not a buffet guy. I also went to Hell's Kitchen, which is always outstanding. It's probably my favorite place in all of Vegas to go for dinner. And I guess that's about it. One other thing I wanted to say is I also went to the Monte Cristo Cigar Lounge here, for those people that like cigars. And I find Monte Cristo's Cigar Lounge in Caesars to be one of the best I've ever been to, and it's not terribly overpriced. Thanks again to all of you who responded into me about my wrist injury. I got a lot of responses back on Twitter, and just wanted to say thanks to the 500 community for people responding back to me, particularly you, Tim, for very nice responses. Overall, it's been a great trip, but I will also be happy to get home because it has been a very much a losing trip. Anyways, thanks very much for everything you do, and I will call you back here again in July. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you for that call. Thanks for sharing your experiences. Mm-hmm. He mentioned Hell's Kitchen, and that...
I need some beef Wellington in my life right now.
Oh, man. That's some good stuff. Well, Hell's Kitchen, of course, is modeled after the TV show, and Gordon Ramsay announced in the last week or two that he's going to be filming the next, I think, two seasons at the actual Hell's Kitchen on the Las Vegas Strip. So there will probably be a lot of Gordon Ramsay sightings mm-hmm. once that begins, because he'll be around for a while. So I'm not sure how they do that, if they do that just during, like, late night, like, off hours, or if they actually film while the restaurant is running. I don't know how that goes, but... Mm. That will be happening in the near future. So, yeah, I could go for that beef Wellington, too. That's some good shit.
And some sticky toffee pudding. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for the calls. We appreciate that. I think that's going to do it this week. We're going to wrap it up with some karma donations.
All right.
Want to thank Cody for a karma donation for a trip that is happening beginning yesterday.
Yay.
He said, thanks for doing what you do. Shout out to, we don't do shout outs, but shout out to Dave Jonas in Indian Land, South Carolina, who's probably fixing a sandwich right now while I'm rolling bones at Planet Hollywood. Well, we don't do shout outs, so we can't mention that, but thank you anyway. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. I love that he's that specific that he knows that he's fixing a sandwich. We all know our friends. We all know that guy. We all know the sandwich guy amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm a sandwich. I love sandwiches.
Sandwiches are good.
They're not just good. They're fucking great.
Are they? No.
Yeah, I think you're understating the wonderful nature of the sandwich.
What if it's an open-faced sandwich?
That's not a sandwich. We've discussed this. We don't need to get into it. Why are you trying to put me in a bad mood now?
I'm thinking about Vegas and sandwiches. I'm asking probing questions.
Yeah. All right, Derek with a karma donation for an upcoming trip, March 16th. New listener loving the podcast at Aloha Welcome. From Hawaii. Well, thank you. We look forward to disappointing you. thank you for checking us out. We appreciate it. Jason for an upcoming father-son trip with his dad, March 14th through the 18th. Karma donation worked during his last trip in 2017, so he's doubling up in hopes of having more luck. Said thanks to both of us for a great podcast each and every week.
Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. I'm glad that you enjoy it. James with a karma donation for a three-day trip out to Las Vegas starting whenever this was sent, a couple days ago, I guess. Staying at Cosmo as usual, hoping to ship a few, is that right? $2 video poker jackpots. I hope that you have great luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nothing like a big-ass video poker royal flush, right?
Yep.
Mike T, a little karma donation for an upcoming trip, spending Thursday through Sunday at Planet Hollywood. As always, thanks for what we do. And he said we're both awesome.
Oh, well,
that's
thank
far
you.
Too kind. Chris,
a couple people have said P-Ho and you've said Planet Hollywood.
I know. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Ho, P-Ho, Planet Hollywood. We know. Chris from Round Rock, Texas, karma donation for a March Madness trip. Those are going to be coming up.
Oh,
that starts
yeah.
pretty soon. We always get some good phone calls during March Madness because it's mm-hmm. a big drunken party. Nicholas, finally, with a karma donation, said, as always, love the show and throwing a little karma donation your way for an upcoming Vegas trip. May all your slot spins equal bonus games.
Aww.
That's a kind
That's
wish.
A nice
I
wish.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
I think I finally got burned out on spinning the Skywheel on the app.
Really?
Now, once I get into an actual casino, I suspect...
That'll change.
Yeah. It might be better that I have a little, like...
little break from Skywheel.
Yeah, so maybe I won't... For a while there, I was hitting it pretty heavy on the...
Are you giving up Skywheel for Lent?
I don't give up anything for Lent. That's not my thing.
Except Lent.
Yeah. I only recognize one Lent, and it's called Vegas Lent. You don't give anything up for that, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well,
thanks to everybody, and good luck.
Thanks, guys and gals. We appreciate you. All right, as always, 500bymidnight.com is the address. 500@gmail.com is the other address. @500 and @AnitaMartini are the names on Twitter. And what are you just doing here? You're just sitting back, like, letting me do my thing?
Yep.
You like to observe? I don't know what this is.
I'm lounging.
Okay. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you, so please put it in your phone and call us while you're in Vegas if you have any thoughts, reviews, observations, whatever. We'd like to hear from you during or after your trip. Whatever works for you. Okay. You're already in lounge mode, so I'm going to join you. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with yet another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.